Connor, thanks so much for dropping by. Really do appreciate it. You know, how does it feel to be making your mark and to, in some sense, make a little bit of history here as the first ever head coach of the women's wrestling program up there?
Oh, well, first of all, thank you for having me.
You got it.
Good to be back. And it's so good to say that and to kind of be back with that feeling and those intentions, you know, to be like, to feel like I'm part of history and now I'm creating history, you know, and taking my past as sort of a springboard forward into the future. And there's some things that just make sense, you know, square peg, square hole. And this just happens to be one of those cases. And it's just, you know, it feels right. You know, I'm excited to be at the Windsor Christmas tournament again and, you know, all these other venues and, you know, places that I won't remember exactly, but I know the second I walk into the gym, I'm going to go, oh yeah, I know this place, you know, and all those other memories that come from, you know, really growing up in the area. So it is truly an honor to return.
How did this opportunity open up for you, or how did you learn of it, and what makes Utica the right fit for you?
So I saw, like you were saying, kind of scrolling on Twitter, that they named Adam Green the men's head coach. And Adam was a guy who he was a name that you kind of knew growing up in the area. I wrestled his brother, Dustin, before at the CV duels.
Huh.
And, you know, and that kind of was like, oh, you know, kind of square peg, square hole. It made sense. And then sure enough, a couple, you know, maybe a week after that, I got a call from the athletic director who kind of, you know, more or less told me about the opportunity. And you know, one thing led to another. And, you know, it was something that as I was going along the process, it more kind of felt like a formality, because from the get-go, it was something that kind of, when you hear about it, goes, oh, yeah, you know, of course I would. And, you know, that's how it happened. And I'm super excited because I know that they, you know, want to get the season rolling and they want to hit the ground running. And, you know, to be able to hire somebody from the area, they expect to do that. And, you know, I'm already, the press release went out today and I'm already on the recruitment. You know, I'm already trying to, you know, talk to people about growing New York State and becoming the premier program in the area. Kind of be a beacon for, I feel like, young programs and young girls to kind of rally behind, and as well as, you know, guys as well, starting both programs at the same time. Such a big undertaking. And I think to have two homegrown people like myself and Adam doing it, is just kind of like a winning combination.
That's awesome. We're with Connor LaPresse here on Between the Lines, the new head coach of the Utica University women's wrestling team. Connor, of course, was a standout wrestler at Lansing High School, and heck, even had the pipes for broadcasting, joining us for some Cornell wrestling broadcasts, what, 5-6 years ago at this point. And gosh, you know, we, what was it that you said before we came on the air here, that you got to use the term decade rather than 10 years to make us sound more sophisticated, right?
Yeah, more senior, more
right.
Experienced, you know, kind of throw in whatever adjective you feel is fit, right?
Exactly. Well, you know, I want to know if this was something that you discovered a decade ago as a wrestler. When did you kind of catch this coaching bug, if you will, and wanted to create your own journey teaching wrestlers how to, you know, go about their way in their own journey?
That's a really good question. And I think it first started with having great people in front of me who did that very same thing, kind of helped wrestlers go through their journey, but it was me, and I had amazing people who helped me do that. So I was spoiled from the get-go, because it was kind of a case of monkey see, monkey do, but the people that I was imitating also happened to be some of the better, more premier people, you know, not in the county, not in the state, but in the country or even world. Right. Growing up around, you know, people like Kyle Dake and, you know, anybody in the Cornell room, you know, multiple national champions, you can just pick a name from the banner. Yeah. Right. And so I think it started there. And when I was in college, I helped out with the Finger Lakes Wrestling Club. And that's where I kind of it, I didn't really know what I was doing. I was coaching without knowing it. I was so, in my mind, I was quote unquote helping out. And it wasn't until I kind of looked back and I realized, like, oh no, I was laying the foundation of being a coach, learning how to show my moves, learning how to, you know, run a practice, have control of a room, right? Run a club practice. Cause there would be plenty of times where it would be, you know, LaPresse run the warm up or LaPresse show him a front headlock, you know, kind of simple things that just countless repetitions over time. When I do go to clinics and show moves, you know, it has that sort of easeability, that, you know, that level of understanding that shows that it's like, okay, like this guy's done this before. And, you know, luckily I just have that sort of muscle memory to lean back on because I was around so many amazing people. And I remember someone like Mitch Clark first told me, he said I was the quote unquote all-American counselor for his boot camps that he runs around the Northeast. And, you know, that's always something because I wasn't an all-American in college, which is, you know, which is fine. Some people, you know, friends of mine see that, you know, I wasn't good in college because I didn't all-American. And that's, you know, for me, having someone like Mitch Clark saying that I was an all-American counselor, well, you know, I'll hold that just as close to my chest is how I see it.
You're still so very young in your coaching career as a former assistant, obviously, at C-State and obviously down there in Virginia right now. But what is the biggest lesson you've learned so far? Because I'm sure there's going to be plenty more down the road, but the biggest lesson you've learned so far in your coaching career?
Yeah, I kind of try to have different like idioms or maxims that I've told myself. For example, when I was a first year assistant, what I would tell myself is know your role, shut your hole, you know, kind of be understand what you're supposed to do there and the part that you play in the greater scheme of things. And, you know, I think it really is just, you know, adapting, and every wrestler is different. Every recruiting class is a different generation, different group of people. As soon as I think that because I'm young, I have a grasp on these, you know, younger recruits, is the second that I, you know, have a blind side and, you know, am not, so to say. So it's kind of never really, there's a difference between knowing your strengths and kind of becoming complacent. And I think that's what I've really learned more or less over the years. And just, you know, having mentors, you know, asking for help. There are plenty of people in the wrestling space who I've pulled aside, who I've reached out to, who have pulled me aside, who have reached out to me. And I think it's just maintaining those relationships and not being afraid to, you know, ask for help or not waiting until you need it and just asking like, hey, I'm thinking of having this idea. Have you done it before? What are your thoughts? And kind of treating it like a group project, and every other head coach is my group member.
Some
of them are more involved than others for sure, but that's fine.
Yeah, Connor LaPresse with us here on BTL, the first ever head coach of the Utica University women's wrestling program, and that is something that you're starting to see more and more and more of. Especially within the Northeast Mid-Atlantic sort of region, right? We're starting to see women's wrestling programs start to be created. We just saw one, heck, just a couple of years ago down the road, Elmira College, start its program with the women's wrestling team. What do you think has been the biggest reason for growth so far for women to be involved in wrestling?
I think kind of that last bit of what I was saying of it being like a group project is really becoming the culture amongst the coaches in the women's wrestling space, where it's, you know, hey, we need a duel, or hey, we're looking to get matches, you know, can you do something? And it really is a collaborative environment. You mentioned Elmira, and Cody Griswold, the head coach down there, is a guy that I hold in high regard, and you know, I would even... he may be hesitant of me to say this, but I would call him my friend publicly on the air. and he's someone who, you know, is great. And I think that there's good people in positions who have the ability to kind of channel the energy that is behind women's wrestling, especially in New York, that's when these kind of special, you know, things can start to happen. And we've talked about using the Dome in Utica, which is just an amazing space to host wrestling tournaments, to try to become that, that place, that Mecca, or that beacon, whatever you want to call it, where people can kind of rally and not just host the tournament, but just be a place where we can kind of meet and network and collaborate, and different clubs can get around different people and kind of grow in that way. Because, you know, it does need to happen at the grassroots if we're talking about a nationwide movement, which is the sport of women's wrestling. But, you know, getting it moving at the New York level is our part, at least.
And it is starting to grow. But what is the biggest misconception of it so far, you think?
I would say that it's just like that it's taken care of, that people are like, oh, it's the fastest growing sport in the nation, and that it'll just kind of run,
yeah,
you know, like a push to play situation. I think that there is, you know, with all of this momentum, right, there's going to be stumbles. There's going to be times where, you know, maybe events may not go how we want, or, you know, whatever. And we're going to have to learn and adjust and learn how to, you know, deal with that on our own, just like how men's programs have problems and,
yeah,
whatnot. And I'm sure that women's programs won't see them until we get to those numbers. And that's when, you know, we'll be saying this is a good problem to have, whatever it may be. But yeah, I would say that it's just a done deal would be the biggest misconception. I would also throw in there that just kind of saying, you know, as the sport is growing, it's kind of branching outside of the wrestling world. It's not just girls who have like two brothers and a dad that all wrestled. And with that, we kind of need to have that brevity in our ability to coach and just facilitate that space and tournaments for young girls who want to come out and wrestle. Because not everyone really understands wrestling culture, and things that people in the wrestling world are kind of very okay with is completely foreign and alien to others. So I think sometimes knowing that, like, I think the misconception of like, oh, well, that's just wrestling, you know, I think that that's going to be called into question moving forward in the next coming years. You know, what is wrestling culture? What are things that we just kind of say is part of the sport, and what maybe isn't? And that's kind of alluding to like cutting weight, which I'm comfortable speaking about on, you know, on the air, and other coaches may not feel the same. And that's something I think also can maybe change in terms of misconceptions. But there are plenty out there for sure.
Before I let you run, this is a plain and simple question. What are you most excited about in this new step to the journey that you're on, being named the first ever head coach up there at Utica?
Truly being able to start something and put my name next to it, and kind of what that means, the opportunity and the risk and responsibility. I think that is kind of where I would consider this, at least for me, a significant life event, right? An SLE, just like how that state title you were saying a decade ago, right? I'm hoping the next decade from now, it's going to be, you know, calling back to, oh, remember when you first started at Utica, right? And just how different it is from there. So it's kind of, it's cool as you bring up the last decade, I kind of at the end of the call, I look forward to the next decade and what that may be.
I love that. Connor, we are so happy for you. Be proud. Congratulations on this new job up there and this new gig. Really appreciate a couple of minutes, and we'll talk to you soon here, okay?
Thank you. Thank you, everybody from the 315-585-607 and everywhere in between. It's going to be one heck of a ride, and I'm excited.
Love it. Thanks again, Connor.
My pleasure. Have a great day.